This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The State Minister of Women and Child Welfare, the Sanglu Pool, today called on the Governor, K.T. Parnayak, at Rajavan Itanagar. They discussed strengthening women's empowerment, promoting women-led entrepreneurship, advancing child care initiatives, and accelerating the implementation of the Vibrant Village program. The Governor emphasized that true progress can only be achieved when women are at the heart of development. He highlighted the need to create greater opportunities for women to become job creators and leaders through skill development, access to markets, and support for local products under the Local for Vocal initiative. He noted that woman-led entrepreneurship is not just an economic strategy, but a way to build stronger, self-reliant communities. Governor K.T. Parnayak yesterday unveiled the commemorative pillar of the Golden Jubilee celebration of the State Legislative Assembly in the Assembly Complex, Itanagar. He also visited the photo exhibition displaying the photographic records of the Assembly's rich history. On the occasion, the Governor felicitated former Chief Ministers, Speakers and Deputy Speakers. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today convened the fourth meeting of the 24th State Board for Wildlife at Itanagar. The meeting deliberated on ways to address forest-related issues with care, with respect, and with cultural sensitivity. In a social media post, Khandu emphasized that protecting the forest is important, but protecting the people who have called this forest home for generations is just vital. In the meantime, he has urged the Forest Department to approach its work with sensitivity. The government of Arunachal Pradesh and the residents of Begging Village in Siang District today signed a memorandum of understanding for the conduct of the pre-feasibility report of Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. The MOU was signed in the presence of Deputy Chief Minister Chawanamen, Minister of RD and PR Ojing Tasing, Advisor Ninong Iring, Chairman of Siang Upper Multipurpose Project Development Committee Tamio Taga, and other officials. In a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chawanamen emphasized that the signing of the MOU is a reaffirmation of the state government's approach to development based on dialogue, consent, and shared responsibility. By signing the MOU, more than 85% of the households of Begging Village have pledged their irrevocable support for preparation of the PFR of the SUMP stated a release. Minister for Urban Development Balo Raja, along with IMC Mayor Tame Fasang, inspected the upcoming waste-to-charcoal plant at the city dumping ground. Speaking to the media, Mayor Tame Fasang informed that IMC has partnered with a private company that will process the garbage and convert it into charcoal. The mayor additionally informed that the entire funding of the project will be undertaken by the company, while the IMC's responsibility will be to provide basic infrastructure such as electricity supply, approach roads and security walls. Meanwhile, Minister Balo Raja also assured full support from the urban local bodies to IMC in felicitating the project. A series of sericulture awareness campaign in the state was launched at Linka village of Ruksin Circle in East Siang district yesterday. Organized by the Central Muga Eri Research and Training Institute, Jorhat, the program is a part of the countrywide campaign initiated by the Ministry of Textile under its Mera Resam Meri Abhiman mission. The program aims to motivate Muga, Eri and silk rearers of the country. About 35 Muga and Eri silk farmers of the area participated in the day-long awareness program. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued a yellow alert for 15 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. The Indian Army will conducting Agnivir recruitment rally for shortlisted candidates of Arunachal Pradesh under the aegis of Army Recruiting Office, Jorhat at Gyaptong Regional Stadium, Rupa, from 3rd to 5th September next. The shortlisted candidates will be required to report at Marshalling Area Gyaptong Regional Stadium, Rupa, at 2:30 a.m. on the 3rd of September. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.